Ninth week, third day. Blessed are the merciful. Enter any church and you will find some spotless souls who are so rigidly righteous, so immune to temptation that they find it very difficult to be merciful to those who are weak, neurotic, or easily led into temptation. You will also find some rather loose characters, men who have sinned frequently and yet are more popular than their stiff-necked and righteous brethren simply because, being sinners themselves, they can understand weakness in others. They do not judge or condemn, but their uncritical attitude is not particularly redemptive because they have not yet overcome their own temptations. However, when a really righteous man can include within his own rigid code of morals a spirit of mercy and forgiveness towards weaker brethren, he becomes the finest and most redemptive personality in the church, for then he is truly pure in heart. The combination of righteousness and mercy provides the spiritual perception by which we see God, at least in the face of our fellow men. If we ask God to make us righteous without asking him to give us mercy, our righteousness will be sterile virtue. If we are merciful to others who are downfallen but continue to indulge in sins ourselves, our mercy will be sterile. But if we hunger and thirst after righteousness for ourselves, while we extend the hand of fellowship and compassion to the sinner, we can bring permanent redemption to others, to see what is God-like in a sinner, to be truly pure in heart. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 103, verses 8 through 12. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is higher above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.